The halls at Trimble Tech are bustling with students happy to see each other again. But behind the smiles are some heartbreaks.
I seen her Friday, that same day she died. Like, it happened so fast. Like, wow, I just seen her and I get a phone call saying that she just died. Like, it's so unreal.
Kiara Prilo is a sophomore who was close to Jocelyn Saucedo, the 17-year-old student killed a week and a half ago. Prilo says her classmate was allegedly stabbed by a close male friend.
She did not deserve that. She's always positive, smiling. She always say, hey, Prilo, and her personality was out of this world.
The school's website has yet to publish news about Saucedo's death or share news about 17-year-old Curtisha Davis and her boyfriend, 18-year-old DeAndre Tatum, who graduated from Trimble last year. Teresha Woods learned about the tragedies on social media.
It was on Facebook, it was on Instagram, that's how I found it.
Woods didn't know Saucedo, but she did know Curtisha, the teen hospitalized after a driver crashed into a crowd at South by Southwest, killing three and injuring nearly a dozen others.
I actually knew Tish. We wasn't, like, cool, but it was, like, it was sad because it could have been anybody. And I just thank God that it wasn't me or anybody that I was close to.
Senior Marissa Edwards says it's hard for both students and teachers.
My teacher, she's always in a happy mood, laughing, and then I come back and she's all sad and crying. That really, like, made me sad.
The Fort Worth Independent School District had at least 20 mental health specialists available to help both faculty and students, says Catherine Everest, Director of Guidance and Counseling.
If we can get them back to a cognitive place, they go to class, and then if another hour later they're in a bad wake, and they can come back to the safe room.
The safe room is inside the school's counseling center. It's filled with water bottles, apples and oranges, and other healthy snacks.
And they can go and they can sit and be quiet. They can sit and talk to each other. They can talk to an adult who's clinically trained.
Teachers, counselors, and professional observers watch for symptoms of depression, like not eating.
If they're eating too much, if they're not sleeping, and then they're really sleepy in class, if they're sweating, there's cognitive, lots of memory function, dysfunction, inability to focus and concentrate.
On campus is another safe room, occupied by Reverend Kiev Tatum, who is also president of the school's alumni association. He says the teenagers who share their feelings aren't revealing their whole picture.
They're only telling you about the immediate trauma that they've just experienced. What we don't hear in these conversations is how does this impact everything else that's going on in your life.
Reverend Tatum says school officials need to learn more about the personal lives of every student.
I think we need to look at their home life, what's happening at home. There needs to be a psychological exam and then an aptitude exam so that we know where they are and what we're dealing with.
Curtisha Davis is expected to leave the hospital as early as this week, but DeAndre Tatum is still in a medically induced coma. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.